May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 871. Happy the man that bears the stroke of his chastising God, nor stubbornly rejects his yoke, nor faints beneath his rod. Hymn 871.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 32. 2 Chronicles 32. After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. And there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" And he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lachish and all his power with him. Unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, and unto all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, "Thus saith Sennacherib, king of Assyria, whereon do ye trust, that ye abide in the siege of Jerusalem? Doth not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, 'The Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria'? Hath not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, 'You shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it'? Know you not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands any ways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of mine hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of mine hand? Now therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this manner, neither yet believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand?" And his servant spake yet more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, "As the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of mine hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah Deliver his people out of mine hand. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall to affright them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of men. And for this cause Hezekiah the king, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valour, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowel slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death, and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again, according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon him in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honour, and he made himself treasuries for silver and for gold, and for precious stones and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts, and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. The same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water course of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. Howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honour at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. Let us pray.
Oh.
almighty, eternal Lord God. Oh, we fall down before the Trinity of three persons in one glorious divine substance and essence. Oh, we would humble ourselves, we have every reason to and ought to. But grant by grace and gratitude and the light of the glory of thy everlasting love, in the stability of the wonders of the everlasting covenant, O grant that we may with thankfulness humble ourselves in the Spirit, in our souls, under the dew of the Holy Ghost, and to put our mouth in the dust, aware of thy mercy and thy grace. O aware, O Lord, influenced by everlasting love, that we may humble ourselves under thy hand and commit our way, wait patiently for thee, fall into thy hands in all things, worship the King. Our days are few on earth, very few. How we need preparing for thy will in the remaining days of our life. How we need preparing for an eternal place. Oh, help us, Lord. Helpless we come to thee. Lord, we have to bow before thee, would call upon thee in the day of trouble. Commit our way. Thou hast said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not, hidden things. O mercy, glorious hidden things, those treasures of darkness that the prophet spake of, hidden riches of secret places. O dear Lord, out of the treasury of thy bosom, bring forth mercy unto our souls. O, but we bow now and come to the mercy seat where Jesus said, Holy Father, we would worship thee in him and through him and stand in awe of the provision for some of us. Oh, how we would highly value his suffering, his death, his blood, and plead all things in his name and for his sake before the throne. Our God is a consuming fire whom no man can approach. We approach the mercy seat, and would honour and glorify the Father in and through the Son. Dear Lord Jesus, have compassion on us. Thou hast magnified and glorified thy Father on earth. Now glorify him in us. Or we would know thee, whom to know is life eternal. Send forth the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of grace. O Holy Spirit, be due. Lord God, Holy Spirit, come into my heart, my soul, and there clothe the word of mercy with light, life, love, and power into our hearts. So we worship thee this night. We come confessing our sins. There is a provision. Lord, the fountain ever flows. Oh, that we might realize it does. Lighten our darkness. And do thou help us as we come this evening hour. Do bless thy gospel. We would come humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, waiting patiently for thee, watching, praying, weeping, confessing, worshipping, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. We have to say with Peter this evening, Lord, to whom shall we go? Who else? Where else? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and it's eternal life we need. There is a final overcoming all things. There are many overcomings, and there is an overcoming in this fiery trial. Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that that Christ, the Son of the living God. So we come to thee, for there is no other refuge under the sun, under heaven. Do bless thy word to us. Lord Jesus, the fountain open. What a mercy. What a mercy. It's sinners that come. What a mercy. Lord, there's, we're coming to the cleansing. Oh, we can't assume, but we're coming to where it flows. Where that well of water springs up unto eternal life. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. We thirst, Lord, for forgiveness of all our sins. We thirst for pardon. We thirst, Lord, for righteousness. We thirst for thy love to flow abroad in our heart. We thirst for confirmations, for the sealing of the Spirit. We thirst to know thee more. We thirst to be in thy presence, to know that thou hast loved us with an everlasting love. Lord, we thirst to be established in the truth as it is in Jesus. We long to be on the rock. Thus we come. And we do confess our sins, the sins that, if we are right, cause thee to suffer. Solemn, awful suffering. May we humble ourselves. Thy sorrow was unto death. Lord, the believer's sorrow, the child of God's sorrow, will not end in death. Thou art the propitiation for our sins. But we're coming as beggars, looking to the fullness that is in thee. A fullness of deliverance, mercy, love, grace, strength, power, peace, eternal life, eternal settlement. We come to thee. The fountain open stands. Yet on the brink, its brink I dwell. Oh, take me with thine own hands. Oh, plunge me in with thine own hands, and that will do me well. Do help us as we come now. Lord Jesus, Son of David, Son of God, in the bosom of the Father. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. Remember us as we gather. Lord, it's the word. The word in season. The word of love. The word of the gospel. The word of light. The word of blessing. It's the manna to taste is what we want. Bless us and help us this evening hour, we beg. We pray for this house of prayer. Remember the friends. And bless the ministry in this house. of thy servants and all that is attended to here. Remember them as a church and a congregation. Lord, keep them very humble, very tender in thy fear. Lord, the path is not easy. Bless them in unity, love, and concord. But Lord, it must be by thy being in the midst. For thou art not in the midst, there will not be these great blessings. We pray thee to be in the midst. Bless the dear deacon, strengthen their hand, comfort them, help them, give them that fortitude, that continuance. May they be fearless, Lord, in all opposition, for thy honour and thy glory, but Lord, in all humility, love and grace. Remember the church, the congregation, add unto them, bless them, increase them. May they grow in grace, is to grow downward. He must increase, but I must decrease. Oh, crucify this self that is high language, it's painful to the flesh. Oh, crucify this self that I no more, but Christ in me may live. Lord, thou knowest. Remember all friends in affliction, pain, suffering. Grant healing mercies. Grant restoring mercies. Grant comfort. Grant help. Remember all in senior years. Feel the increasing frailty and infirmity. Those near the vast borders of eternity, have mercy and prepare and bless. Save, save unto the uttermost. Save unto the uttermost. Lord, thy people are brought to places where they know their own soul is an uttermost case. Remember young people going forth in life. Bless the Sunday school in this place. Go before our young friends, provide for them, grant those open doors. Grant thy rich, merciful provisions unto them, cheer their hearts and strengthen them to commit their way and to lay their case out before thee. Let them trust thee. Touch their hearts while young, bring them to know thee. Bless the dear children, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough lonely furrow, those in distress, feel those pass them by, in anguish and sorrow do appear. Remember friends away at this time, taking rest and change at this season of the year. Grant that safe return in due time, safety and peace, and all others that will go away, the families and so forth. Be gracious, watch over them, preserve, protect. So we pray for each, any special case or special need. Well, we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for Zion. Friends meeting at Black Boys this night at the prayer meeting, grant thy gracious presence. Now, Lord, we pray for Zion. Bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Bless them in their labours. Remember thy servants. Return in power in the ministry. Remember thy one church in the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deep places of the earth in war, conflict, famine, destitution, and a genocide and murder and so forth. Make ways of escape. Have mercy on thy remnant. Remembrance of the nation, have mercy on England in these dark, solemn times. Touch our royal house, open the eyes of our leaders. May they be utterly ashamed. We live in the dregs of time, the last days. Appear for us, Lord. Let there be a seed still in this land. Oh, we have much to be thankful for still in this land, but we are sinning against thee, waxing worse and worse. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage. Religious, civil liberties, freedom to worship, and Lord, how we fear to be overcome from the enemies within. We're opening the floodgates, Lord, to alien principles that are not according to thy word. Have mercy on us. Dear Lord, we must and would thank thee for all thy mercies. Oh, we would. Oh, thou art worthy of our praise, 1,000 mercies, sparing mercies, preserving mercies, strengthening mercies, watchful mercies. We would be thankful, healing mercies. We would be thankful. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, great name's sake, we would worship. We thank you for all thy mercies, abundance of supply and help. Ah, but Lord, those spiritual mercies. Oh, the throne of grace, what a provision. Oh, to be found here more. Oh, to live here more. Oh, the doors of Zion open, great mercy. We can worship still in quietness and peace. Lord, but we do need thy presence, we do. Thou hast promised. Lord, we have thy word. Lord, a deep well of water. We have thy precious blood to plead. Oh, the finality of mercy here. Oh, Lord, what would I do now without thy shed blood? What would we do? Oh, we bless thee for thy grace. Oh, give us a thankful heart. Keep us mindful of the cost of our salvation. May love animate our heart in gratitude, praise, wonderment. And may we flee from sin. We've got too much of it within. Lord, but oh, may we look again and again to atoning love, reconciling love. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, bid you. I plead thy name before the throne. Thou knowest every case, every heart. Lord, help settle us on a word. Let it be the right word that we venture with, I earnestly pray. Oh, let it be the right word, Lord. Undertake for us now. Oh, Lord Jesus, I plead thy name before the throne. Plead for thy great name's sake. Ask thee in compassion to come among us. Come and bless us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we must humble ourselves. Put our mouth in the dust, willing to be nothing, willing to disappear from the scene, willing not to be seen, that Jesus might be seen. Lord Jesus, come. Melt us, soften us, bless us. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus, I pray. Come quickly. Come. 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 Amen.
Hymn number 261. It is the Lord enthroned in light, whose claims are all divine, who has an undisputed right to govern me and mine. Hymn 261.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the prophet Isaiah and chapter 38 and the last part of verse 14. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. The prophet Isaiah 38, the latter part of verse 14. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. The verse reads, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes failed with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. You don't need to know how I come with this word, but I have had a number of texts all day keep coming in. And on the driving in the morning last Lord's Day, a distance, this is all I could pray my way along to chapel and pray my way home. And all I could do was yesterday was pray this word. And that's all I've been doing today. And I kept saying, Lord, I'm not going with this. It's speaking about myself. And I've had a number of texts. But I have to say, the two hymns we've had have compelled me to come to the word. If you're sitting pretty, very comfortably in Zion, you don't need a word like this. I once spoke from that word, wilt thou cast down, O my soul? Wilt thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall praise him, and so forth. And I could see someone in the congregation very disgusted. And I heard them soft as though I didn't want any more of that. But you know, how are you found this evening? In trouble? Remember, God is the Saviour, the Lord. He is the Deliverer. And if you don't need delivering from anything, you don't need God. You won't have God. Christ is the Saviour, the Son of God. He is the Deliverer come to Zion. He is the one who saves his people from their sins, from their justices. Let us take Hezekiah. What a godly man. What a godly king. We know that Jehoshaphat and Asa and Josiah and some others would be regarded as Jotham as fairly good kings, especially Jehoshaphat and Asa and Josiah, along with Hezekiah. But you know, Hezekiah, he got lifted up with pride. He rendered not again unto the Lord for his goodness and so forth. But his heart was right with God. And what about some of us? Look at Hezekiah. Those 2 week Passover. Tremendous Passover. A time of great rejoicing. But there's always the trial follows the blessing. Sennacherib invades. And Hezekiah, knowing he had offended him, instead of turning to the Lord, takes off the gold and the silver from the temple and so forth, and gives to him. You know, weakness is immediately seen. But the Lord brings down to himself He brings us down to himself. Hezekiah is in glory. He knew what deliverance was. And we think of that word, the Lord shall fight for you, ye shall hold your peace. We think of that word, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Hezekiah spreads the letter from Sennacherib and Rabshakeh before the Lord. And, you know, Hezekiah spoke wisely at the beginning of the siege, as we read together in that chapter. And, you know, the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. With him as an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. But Hezekiah has another trial. Within that same year, you see, there's one trial upon another trial. Another doth him seize, says John Bunyan. And he is sick. He is sick. And to set your house in order, says God, and ye shall die and not live. The word of Jehovah, after all that Hezekiah has been favoured in Saul, to come to an untimely, may I say that rightly, not an untimely end, but an untimely affliction, especially after all the goodness of God toward him, and then the invasion of the land and the deliverance and a sickness, all following one another, all upon each other, and many have said at the same time. He turns his face to the wall. But I would want to give a history lesson on Hezekiah. What are we oppressed by? What are God's people oppressed by? You know, sin, unbelief, darkness, fear, the Lord's silence, trial, loss, worry, suffering, affliction, oppressed, to be downtrodden, to be under the cloud of sorrow and darkness. And Hezekiah is under the Lord's dealings. He, remember, whatever you're in, I don't know why I was not in, I refused with the Lord this morning to come with this word. And I was determined not to speak from it. But I finished up doing exactly that because of the hymns. And I hadn't really got another word anyway. You know, he causeth it to come. The Lord, if you're the Lord's, you're not your own. You are not your own master. You're not your own master in all events and circumstances around you, in your own soul, in your own soul feeling. God's people often turn to the word for comfort and can't find it, because we cannot turn the tap of grace on, can we? Can you, the push of a button, cause those promises to comfort your soul? You'll get on your knees and have to ask the Lord to just drop a little in for you. But I can tell you now, he is faithful, and he will be inquired, and he will drop a word in, and he will comfort you, and he will help you. He is covenanted to do so, and he will do so. God is love. But friend, you will be a beggar. You know, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're not your own master. We are subject to the King of Heaven in all his dealings. And the hymn writer says, wise or good, cross, though quite contrarious. I want to leave myself out of this, but you know, I have lived to bless the Lord for all the darkness and sorrow I've been through, the bitter trials. And I tell you, it's humiliation. And the worst thing is humiliation before God's people. That's the most humbling. And Peter was humbled by God before his fellow disciples. The natural leader among them finished up with egg all over his face. A complete failure. Complete failure. God's way. God's way. And Peter still was the one that preached to Pentecost, to great blessing. But you see, preparation, what he had to go through by way to humble him, to prepare him. And for heaven, friend, to be with Christ, we can all dream of being with Christ, which is much better. But beloved friends, it's through the fire, through the water, the deep waters, the flood. Through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. I spoke to someone today, I can't think who it is. I had some phone calls this morning, and you know, there's much rubbish to be burnt up. You know, we've just got a load of religion. But what is of the Lord? What is of the Lord? And I want to come back to what I was saying. I wandered off a bit. You're not your own. This is a foundation doctrine, a foundation truth. You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. The life of the Son of God has bought you, purchased you, bought you. Are not his claims divine? Is not his will best? God is love. Soul, think of the matchless love, the compassion, the tenderness in God, in the Godhead, that contrived this way. Knew that, when I say contrived, it perhaps is not the right word to use, but with eternal purpose, ordained the way of salvation. Eternal purpose. Look at the willingness of Jesus. Love brought him. Compassion in his heart to die, that we might live. And where are we? Where are we tonight? Are we grieving over something? Are we vexed? Are we complaining? I don't know about you, but I know how I get. You're not your own. I'm not my own. But sadly, we begin to live as if we are. You're not your own. What a price. Death. Now listen, if you're bought with this price, you will know self to have to be crucified, for that is the work of the cross. There is a worship at the foot of the cross, absolutely true, but his dear people are exhorted, they will take up the cross, wherein their will have to be conformed to the Lord's will. But you're bought with a price. Think of the love that took us in. He gave his life a ransom.
Soul, if you're in trouble, may you be led and turn to consider him. What's your loss? This is a mystery. Christ was a real man. A real man. A constituted real man. Yes, he was the Son of God primarily. Definitely. That comes first. That's first. And must be first. He's the Son of God. But he also is a proper, true man, and still is, but now glorified and risen. But on earth, a man of sorrows, says Scripture, acquainted with grief, he poured out his soul unto death. Love was there. He gave his life. Oh, for you. Was it for you? Is it for me? Is it for you? Turn, my soul, turn. Adore the hand that redeemed thee. The soul that yielded up its life, poured itself unto death, poured out itself unto death, gave up the ghost, and suffered the hell due to some of us. You know, friends, we are despicably corrupt sometimes in our nature. I hope not in outward practice. I hope that there is that conforming in measure to the Lord. But you know, you wait till you get upset and see what comes out. See what comes out when you're thwarted. And then we begin to realize the awfulness of corruption. The dear Redeemer has atoned for our rebellion, a murmuring. Friend, and our setting of our affections on earth things. Where are our priorities? You bought with a price. Now, that's why he causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. That's why. Does anything happen by chance? Now, we're all going to say as Christians, well, we believe it's all appointed. That's all right when you're comfortable. That's fine. That's fine when you're prosperous. But you know, oh, when there's cups of, I believe the word says, the wine of astonishment to drink. The wine of astonishment to drink. The dear Redeemer, your Lord, if you're his, and if you're his, your heart will be affected by Jesus and sanctified and so forth. He drank the wine of astonishment, the cup of amazement. Friend, and when he began to realize, and this is a mystery, because as in his divine nature, he full knew what it meant, and he still came. But when the hour came, and the mystery of the Father beginning to hide his face, oh, how it was more than he could bear. Now think of our sins. Think of love that said, not my will. You know, there was love there. It wasn't just submission and love to his Father. That was always there. But love to his people. Love to his people. The Son must die in the place. Not my will, but thine be done. Now, why does he cause it to come? Why does nothing happen by chance? That your soul should return to the Lord to inquire. And should turn your face to the wall as Hezekiah and pray. When Hezekiah, and I didn't read the chapter, but I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. That's not boasting. That's not boasting. Hezekiah's not in those circumstances. He doesn't boast. You know, he's pleading and remembering the goodness of the Lord, the blessing of the two-week Passover, the rejoicing, how the Lord was good to them. Friend of you, how good's the Lord been to your soul? How good has he been? How good has he been? Trouble will cause you, will revive that, not naturally, but under the grace of the Spirit. You will turn to the Lord again. And you'll remember his words unto you. And you'll remember the blessing. And you will long for it. And you will need it. And he won't fail you. How Hezekiah pleaded the former mercies. Walk before him in truth. Friend, you know God's people, his people, do revere his name and fear his name. And they do walk under the truth of, as it is in Jesus. Friend, the truth of the atonement. What a blessing. That's everything. 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 Christ's atonement. Everything. Everything. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood, says the hymn writer. Now, we don't see that, but it's true. Therein is the cleansing, washing, sanctifying, sanctification, redemption, and the victory, the conquest over hell, over sin. And, O death, where is thy sting? We've got to come to die. Friend, we've got to die. The time is short. I felt it very, very much of late. The time is very, very short. And, oh, how can one prepare themselves? When we're sunk around and oppressed on every hand, there's only one outlet. Hezekiah found the outlet. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed. Now, this prayer was written by memory after he was recovered, but part of this prayer is in text is in part of this prayer. Mine eyes fell with looking upward. You know, there are times when we almost do fail. A sense of shame, a sense of guilt, perhaps rebellion, perhaps a murmuring. Disappointment can bring a little vein of indignation in us, you know. Disappointment does bring indignation out in us. And who are we to reply against God? But you know, he says, mine eyes fail. He's trying to look upward. He's endeavouring to turn to the Lord. But his comforts fail in doing so. And, O Lord, I am oppressed. Now, beloved friends, let's be clear on this. What oppresses? Sin. And I know it's easy to say sin, and we can say all these things in a general sense, but that's not what I intend. Particular sin. I believe his dear people have their besetments. Now, sometimes those besetments, well, they're often there. If they're besetments, they would often be there. If they weren't there much, then they wouldn't be besetments. They're besetments. But there sometimes are particular sins that the Lord marks. And has he not a right? Why? What is God's view? What is the Lord's view? What is the Lord's view on your soul? An eternal place prepared. And that is what he's working. And this was Hezekiah's blessing, and this was the dealing with Hezekiah. But poor Hezekiah only sees it from his end. He only knows his own sorrow, the sentence of death, and all the trials he's been through, and you know how he had faith to calm the people and say that with this enemy is an arm of flesh, with us is the Lord, the arm of the Lord. He knew it. It was absolutely true. He walked with the Lord, served the Lord. But there is a particular matter. And dear Hezekiah, and what is our oppression? We're not picking on Hezekiah and his sins, friends. I'm not. That's not what the text is about. It's our sins. Oppressed. Oh Lord, I'm oppressed. Oppressed. Now that oppression will be an outward trial, as it was with Hezekiah. But is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Beloved friends, we've got plenty of desire, but little exercise of practice in it, haven't we? I suppose you went home Sunday and I expect you said, well, I want to serve the Lord more now, I must go to prayer. But you know, it all fizzles out, doesn't it? Doesn't get very far, does it? Is there not a cause? He will draw you. I'd love to be drawn, dear friends, by the Spirit in an easy, comfortable way with a fireside religion. I've said this many times. But oh, it's in the waters. It's in the fire. I'm oppressed, Lord. My sins, my besetting sins. Those old sins. Lord, that pride. Oh, Lord, what a mess I'm in. What a mess. I am oppressed. Lord, thou art dealing with me, and I cannot stand before thee. Hezekiah felt the authority of the Lord's word to him through the prophet. You know, when the Lord deals with us, there'll be authority, a certainty in his dealings. You will know it. And you will be helpless. God intends you to be helpless. But look at the grace that's working. Look at the grace that's working. Friend, you could have drifted and drifted. And drifted. I'm not speaking perchance here. I know what it is to drift and to drift and to drift. Be thankful the Lord is taking you in hand. Be thankful. You know, we're creatures of complacency. Wouldn't we love? I must be careful what I say. I do not want to dishonor God. But you know, we'd love to curl up, settle down, everything fine, and go to heaven. But what a fight. A mortal, deadly fight against sin to the end. Now, I want to come back to these words that I've quoted already. It's a wonderful word that you know. I nearly read the chapter concerning Jehoshaphat. You know, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. You have no might in what you're in. He's caused it to come. You've got to go to the Lord to deal with it. The Lord shall fight for you. Look at the children of Israel. The Lord fought for them. But it didn't seem possible, did it? However could he fight? However could a way be made? Look at that sea. And look at if they go to the left or to the right. Pharaoh can quickly swing round, but God sent darkness to Pharaoh. And God made the way through the Red Sea. And the wicked will come and try and follow, but they shall be lost. But God's people will be redeemed. The Lord spoke. may speak to some heart here. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold, not in prayer. There'll be a lot of noise in prayer, humble noise, tears, groans, sighs, pleadings. Plead in Jesus' name, as a sinner. Not as a religious name. Not just a religious name of Jesus. As a sinner you will plead his blood, his love, his grace, as a sinner. But you shall hold your peace against the enemy. In replying against God, in murmuring, you'll have to stand in awe, and you know, to stand in awe and sin not is a great blessing in tribulation. Not to murmur. We can all think that's a nice text, and we'd love to do that, but you know, it's in the deep waters we're called to go through. Stand in awe. Stand in awe of the majesty of God. You know, Job said, he knoweth the way that I take, and he does. When he hath tried me, shall come forth as gold. You shall not need to fight in this battle, neither know we what to do. Our eyes are upon thee. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Every battle of the wise with confused noise, you know, and garments rolled in blood, and so forth. But you know, Moses stood with arms up to the Lord on the mount. And when his arms were up, and what instruction for us here? When his arms are up, Joshua prevailed. When they sank down through weariness, Amalek began to prevail. What instruction for us? The Lord our banner, prayer, and Hezekiah prays. And he calls out here, I am oppressed, Lord, forgive me. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have a real spirit. Lord, forgive me. I have made a mistake. Lord, I am wrong. Lord, I am wrong. I've been wrong for a month, Lord. I've been wrong for 5 years, Lord. Complete mistake. Lord, forgive. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive. Lord, undertake. When you ask the Lord to undertake for you, friend, now, see the connection. With a sentence of death, there's nothing Hezekiah can do, can he? He can't do anything. He's got to die. Cries out, O Lord, I am oppressed. I know the Lord heard his prayer. And yes, according to the account, Isaiah quickly returned to Hezekiah. And the grace of our God, you know, the grace of the Lord, he does hear prayer, you know. Let someone tonight, you know, the Lord may not say it to you, but the truth stands. I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. I've heard it. You know, to plead with heart confessions, weeping, sorrow, contrition, tenderness, a real spirit of confession. In all humility, to own the Lord as your Lord. You know, Hezekiah turned to his Lord, his God. To turn to him whom your soul loveth, who's been good to your soul. This is grace working. And Hezekiah turns to the one, his Redeemer, his Beloved, his Lord. Yes, but he feels such a helpless case. He can't do anything. Can't do anything. The will of the Lord be done. But I've heard thy prayer. Look at the grace in turning. Look how the Lord repented. And you go back. You know the book of Judges that comes to mind. I hope I can drop onto it. It's to do with Jephthah. It's a good portion. And the Zidonians and Amalekites and Maonites and all those did oppress you, and you cried to me and I delivered you out of their hand. Oh, think of it, friend. How many times has the Lord appeared for you? And oh dear, left to ourselves, we get back in that awful ditch again. Yet you've forsaken me and served other gods. You know, dear friend, I have to own, embarrassing as it is, that I feel something of this myself. You know, I still love the Lord, I've still served him, I've still preached him, but oh dear, where's been my heart sometimes? Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. What will you do then? Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. But see, grace was working in them. Grace worked in them. God speaks severely, but grace works in the living soul. The children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned. We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. Grace working. And you see the effect. They put away the strange gods from among them and serve the Lord. And then we have this, oh, wonderful, wonderful sentence, friends. Wonderful sentence. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. God, that is. It says his soul, God's being, God's inner love, thought, being, spirit, was grieved for the misery of Israel. Is not God love? Is he, Frey, my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, and he has, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. You see, in that confession, they fell into the Lord's hand. And he appeared. He appeared. And raised up Jethro and so forth. O Lord, I am oppressed. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. This is the hymn to the Holy Ghost. And so forth. And we do. You know, what makes you hate yourself? What makes you hate your sins? What makes you disgusted with yourself? Grace, everlasting love. O Lord, I am oppressed. Well, I don't know what your oppression is. I know what mine is. Oh, dear friends, we grieve the Spirit of God. And we have much to mourn over. And God waiteth to be gracious. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. And he shall hear it. He will answer thee. He will answer thee. Undertake for me. Now, that is yielding yourself over to the Lord. Undertake for me. Now, I know this, for the most part, I may be speaking of the Lord's dealings. And often mostly those dealings are, of course, in outward matters and providential things. But I'm speaking of our never-dying souls also. You know, with the prospect of the end that must come, undertake for me. undertake for me in the unknown way ahead. You know, often ponder this. You know, where will I be? How will it be when I'm called from earth away? I've no idea. No idea whatsoever. And I know some people, they say, well, can't you trust the Lord then? He'll be faithful. Friend, I am unfaithful. And God is faithful, I know. But I need cleansing. I need a sanctified spirit. Friend, I need a humble spirit. I want to feel the Lord is with me. I want my sins forgiven. I want the eternal touch. I want his love to flow abroad in my heart. I want the blood of spring upon my conscience. Some Christians don't seem to have any conscience at all. I don't know. I get puzzled by it all. We don't want to be miserable, do we? There is the blood of atonement. Friend, and the wonderful thing there is, I love those lines, "Off my soul," of John Kent, "Off my soul, a sinner sows thee, turn thine eyes to Jesus' blood." You will know it. You will have to. And what a mercy. And it ever flows. It ever flows. The fountain is open still. Undertake for me. Undertake for me. In my soul feeling, in my pathway, conform me to thy image. What is your breathing prayer? We all want to be one with the Lord. It's easy to say these things. We can be nice, gay, Christian. I don't mean gay in the modern sense, but I mean happy, clappy Christians and that sort of thing, and think we're with the Lord. But you know, to be conformed is to his image, to bear his reproach, our own will crucified, to follow him. Friend, that is happiness. Happiness. To know him who's one who's died for you. It gives a willingness to live under the cloud, to live under God's appointment, to be lay passive. I'm not speaking theory. The Lord shall fight for you, friend. He shall hold your peace. Undertake for me. Undertake for me. Lord, I've missed it. There's nothing more I can do. You know, often the Lord does let us do things until we're sick of what we're doing. Until we're defeated. And then we turn to the Lord. Look at the grace that still receives us. Look how the Lord watched on. Look what mercy he's ordained for us. Undertake for me. And the Lord did. Wonderfully so. It was in his mind and heart to do it. Poor Hezekiah could see nothing and know nothing but the sentence of death. And then the prophet returns. I'll add unto thy days 15 years. Oh, the Lord undertook. Pray on, soul, undertake for me. Is your life precious in his sight? Is your soul precious in his sight? Let the showers come. You want a blessing. You can't command the blessing. Pray for the showers. Pray for the rain. There's a wonderful line of truth there, you know. Seed time and harvest don't fail. The rain will. Friend, I don't matter what scientists say. The rain will always return. That is a fact. It might be a year. I hope not, but it might be. But it will return. So will the Lord. So will the Lord. So will his mercy. And I need that mercy. And so do you. So will his love. So will his compassion. Undertake. Undertake for me. Pray, undertake for me. And the Lord undertook. The time actually is almost half past, and I didn't intend to go on so long. May the Lord bless the word. I've tried not to preach how I feel. I didn't want to do that. But this is really the only word I've had all day and fought against it. And I've had many other texts. But I've had to come in the end, the hymns directed me to it. Or redirected me back to it. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. What a God is love.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Wheatley on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 872. Gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Hymn 872.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.